each and every one of you today. In our Bible study, we've been studying out of the book of Corinthians. And that is a little snippet from 2 Corinthians I'm going to use today that kind of ties out. Well, it does tie out to the 4th of July. And it reads from 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom. Well, it didn't create much of a stir at the time when it was written. And the Declaration of Independence, which you're going to hear a lot about this week, was written and published. There were those in the colonies who were ecstatic over it. Church bells rang out, and there were sermons in the pulpits about the wonderfulness of freedom and Declaration of Independence. But that excitement, I don't want you to be misled, was not universal. Half of the colonists thought it was a bad idea. They wanted to remain British subjects. And the other part was just totally indifferent. A lot of people just wanted to, as we know the term, be left alone in the quietness of their lives. Now, I wish I could say it was better across the ocean, but in England, when they heard about this, they thought it was a joke. They thought it was funny. And that was just in England. And across Europe, people said, this has got to be the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. Why in the world does a bunch of ragtag colonists think they can take on the most powerful navy, most powerful army in the world? How can you think that? Well, after that signing, the British responded. Now, here's how they responded. They moved 400 battleships of their armada into the New York Harbor. On board, they had 35,000 Hessian and English troops that were going to disembark and totally destroy this silly idea, the silly idea. In fact, had it not been for what George Washington called providential fog one evening when they were about to be destroyed, and Washington's army escaped across the river, the British missed their chance to totally destroy and end this entire endeavor. But, as we know history, it didn't work out quite that way. The colonists held their own. They eventually won their independence. But think about this. This all started by what was written on a piece of paper. They were just words. The Declaration of Independence was nothing more than words. And sometime, maybe this week, before the 4th, you're going to have a chance to maybe ponder, maybe think what these people gave up for you and I sitting here. They gave their lives. They gave everything they had to fight for the freedom that we enjoy today. Now, one of the guys that I like to study about and read about was a fellow by the name of Patrick Henry. He was quite a statesman. Yeah, that's right. He was an orator. He was from Virginia. In 1774, he was a delegate to the First Continental Congress. Now, Why do I mention that little piece? Well, if you're taking notes and you want to remember, that is where the famous comment came from, give me liberty or give me death. That was Patrick Henry at that convention. He was also responsible for the drafting of amendments to the Constitution, which we today call the Bill of Rights. He was the one who did that. He became Virginia's first governor. In fact, he was elected four times, I know of. Well, then Washington offered him a seat in the U.S. Senate. He was offered then a post to be the ambassador to Spain and then the ambassador to France. Washington asked him to join his cabinet. He wanted him to become the Secretary of State. Later on, he wanted him to become more Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. But Patrick Henry said, no, I don't want that. And this is where you're going to find something you are misled about every day in the press. We always hear how anti-God our forefathers were. Jefferson didn't believe in God. Washington didn't believe in God. All of those are false. Everything you've heard about our forefathers and religion is not true. They were very religious men. They were so religious that everything they did was dedicated to prayer and to building churches. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm going to read here. Now, this is Patrick Henry. This is what he says. I cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded. This nation was not founded on religionist. Not on religion. It was founded by, listen to his words, Christians. We formed this country. Christians. It was founded on, these are his words, on the gospel of Jesus Christ. His last will and testament was filed in his local county in a courthouse in Virginia. And when you read it, you find this. He bequeathed everything as we would to our children, of course. Wonderful. But here's his last paragraph of his will. I have now given everything I own to my children. But there is one thing I wish I could give them, and that is Jesus Christ. Because if they have everything I gave them and they don't have Christ, they don't have nothing. He was a simple man. He was just like you and I. But he held on to his beliefs in Christ and the gospel of Holy Scripture as our forefathers did. That's where we came from, despite what the press says. These were the men. There was another great leader at that time by the name of Thomas Jefferson. And he said, I tremble. I tremble for my country when I reflect that my God is so just that his justice cannot sleep forever. Jefferson expressed greater confidence in the power of belief and values than in the establishment of constitutional law. Oh my gosh, that makes the media people run and hide. Oh, that can't be true. No, it's true. Jefferson's appeal to the power of the individual, to their moral nature, was more important to him than governmental authority. Historically, this unique American character of Jefferson would eventually evolve into the creation of a ragtag group of fighters who would actually defeat England and give us the country that we have today. The impact of one individual, the impact he had on a nation. Can we not have the same impact on our state? Can we not have a greater impact on the city of Bourbon or Sullivan or Cuba? Can we not have a greater impact than we have today in our Church of Concordia? Have you ever thought about what one person, what you can do still? And you can't use the argument, oh, I'm too old to do that, because the Bible says, what are you talking about? God does not say that. He says, you can do whatever you want to do at whatever age you want to. Read Psalms. It tells you you have the ability to do what you want to do. Can we not continue to live a passionate example of faith in our life? I think it's time that we dedicate ourselves to try to convince our children and our grandchildren that God's important and that he's good. Let them see you read the Bible. Is that too much to ask? Let them see you pray. Help them find this buried treasure, because he is the pearl of great price. Amen.